This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, welcome back. Episode 2 of this playoff run. You guys put together, it's not even what I would say, it is now a fact, the most explosive performance in the history of Brunswick High School last Friday. 78-30 win over Winderboro in the first round, which, if anybody didn't know, set the school record for most points scored in a single game in Brunswick High history. They had 54 points in the first half. That is a statement if I've ever seen one in my life. First round, putting up a school record. How does it feel to open the playoffs in such a dominant fashion?
You know, it's a great feeling. You know, I think our kids and our coaches really executed well. You know, coach put together a really good game plan. All our coaches did, and the kids went out there and just played hard. And you know, every opportunity they had, they did something with the football, and you know, get to the playmakers' hands and let them go to work. And very explosive night. You know, scoreboard showed it. You know, hats off to Winderboro. You know, they're making the trip down here, 5.5 hours, you know, and coming ready to play a playoff game. You know, there's no bad teams in the playoffs.
No.
You know, I think everybody that makes the playoffs, all 32 teams are
there for,
you know,
a reason.
Yep, exactly. And I think they came off and, you know, really, you know, played hard against us, and, you know, they're well coached, and our guys just went out and executed.
So, the execution, you said 54 points in the first half, 78 total to finish. At any level is unbelievable, but it's the playoffs. What did you see from your offense that allowed them to just continuously stay at that pace of attack, basically?
Yeah, I mean, that we were really aggressive in the pass game and the run game as well. You know, I attribute a lot of that to our offensive line. Our offensive line, you know, did an awesome job in pass protection and, you know, opened some run lanes up for our running backs. You know, but definitely on the perimeter, guys made big plays down the field. You know, Grant did a really good job making some really good throws, some back shoulder throws, you know, and extending some plays, keeping his eyes downfield once again. So he did a really good job, made some really good choices with the football. His accuracy was there. And then guys went up and made plays. You know, Hezekiah had a big night, I think 3 catches for 83 yards. Wansi made a big catch. Dontre Butler made a big catch. Israel Henry made some big catches in that game. So there is a lot of playmakers out there that are making plays. And in the playoffs, that's what you want to see happen. You want to see players make plays, and they did that this past Friday night, and really proud to see that. And then our two running backs did a really good job of, you know, with their vision, you know, hitting the right hole, and trusting their blocks up front. And then, you know, when they got the ball in open field, they, you know, made a guy miss and went and scored. So that was really good to see.
It was, and, you know, especially with the, I'm going to say, the perseverance, because it wasn't it, the final stat sheet shows 78-30, but as we all know, at one point, Winderboro tried to swing it, the momentum. I mean, at one point it was 38-30, right before halftime. I mean, in the second quarter, I believe, not yeah, it was what, halfway through the second quarter, I think, is when it was. Yeah. And it was, you know, a full one score game. And, you know, the momentum could potentially have started to turn, but it didn't. How important is it for you as a coach for, you know, something like that to happen and your team to just instantly, like, the defense, not only did the offense put up, I don't know the math on that, 50 points in after that point, but the defense didn't give up a single point after they scored that last touchdown right there. It's crazy that it can get to that. What's the mindset with, you know, getting them to the quick response and making sure that they're right back in it and never losing the momentum?
Yeah, I mean, well, going back to the first half, you know, we did do some pooch kicks, some onside kicks, you know, because with our kickers, we were limited of kicking it deep, and we actually had to, you know, make sure, even with our freshmen that went out there and kicked, about getting the ball deep. We should probably elected to do that a little bit earlier. You know, that's on me, just to make them drive the field instead of having a short field on some of the onside kicks or the pooch kicks with better field position. But they did the same thing, you know, with their kicks as well. Mm-hmm. And our guys, you know, we got the ball at the 50 sometimes. So when that happens, we took advantage of it and with points. But yeah, I mean, I think the halftime adjustments were great, from our defense getting lined up correctly, tackle, you know, the running back for Wanda Barrow was really good. And then, you know, just getting lined up and playing the game. And then we had some turnovers in the second half, that, you know, some interceptions that really led to scores and put us in really good field position as well. So, you know, the halftime adjustments made, by a defense where it was really good to see, and our guys really bought in and took coaching well, and the response was there in the second half.
Yeah, and it definitely was. Real quick before this next question, I wanted to remind everyone that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Defensively, we've talked about offense a lot. Defensively, they made a pile of huge stops, forced turnovers in key moments, and just helped build the momentum on top one after another after another. You know, like we just said, didn't allow a single point in the second half. What stood out to you the most about how your defense played in that second half of that game?
I mean, they played well and they played aggressive. You know, guys that stand out are like Braylon Johnson. Zion Rankin had a big game the other night, you know, one of our safeties. Samir Dobbins, Trent Lee. I think Zion, Samir, and Trent both had turnovers, whether it was an interception or fumble recovery. And then Braylon, just the amount of tackles that he's made all year long. He's got a nose for the football. He's always around the football. He's a ball hawk, and he's going to get to the ball, make a tackle, wrap up. So he does a lot of film study too. So, and that comes along with formation recognition and getting lined up, and he's a field general out there about getting everybody lined up, him and Adrian in the middle. You know, so they do a good job with helping the defensive line get to where they need to go, and then going out and making plays. You know, that's their leadership out on the field.
And, you know, you're just talking about some stats. I do have some written down here, some just some key ones that I kind of wanted to highlight for anyone that didn't know. Grant Moore, starting on offense, Grant Moore had 363 passing yards, 5 passing touchdowns with 54 rushing yards. Josiah Gibbons had 123 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Nigel Gardner had 128 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. Hezzy Kent, 83 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. Wasim Murray had 139 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. Israel Henry also had 73 receiving yards. And Dontre Butler also had 44 receiving yards and a touchdown. On defense, like you were just saying, Braylon Johnson had 12 tackles. 1-2 tackles. Zion Rankin, 2 interceptions, 4 tackles. Samir Dobbins, 1 interception, 4 tackles. And Trent Lee, 1 fumble recovery and 5 tackles. In a game with that many fireworks, besides these guys, you know, that I just kind of named off, who are some other guys that you'd maybe want to shout out that stepped up and made an impact in a different way beyond the box score?
I mean, go back real quick on Zion, too. He would have had another interception, but We had a penalty on that play, and it was actually a return for a touchdown. So he would have had three interceptions on the night. But yeah, I mean, the people, the unsung heroes that you talk about, you know, that don't get a lot of credit, you know, or mm-hmm. their names get called out. One, the offensive line and the defensive line, for sure. I think those guys are battling the trenches every single play. They're doing all the dirty work. They're the ones that are, you know, taking their physical every single time they step on the field, and every play they've got to be able to be in sync. You know, as offensive line, you know, five guys got to do the right thing every single play.
The offensive line allowed their running backs put up over 250 yards combined. That's beyond impressive.
Right. So I think that, you know, those guys need to get a lot of credit. And then, you know, defensive line did a good job of getting pressure. They did a, you know, better job second half of running down the line, you know, making tackles, Chosen Owens, and, you know, a few other, the defensive line did a really good job of getting to the quarterback, you know, causing some disruptions and making, you know, the quarterback made some mistakes, and that's how we got some interceptions. So,
well, I've got one more thing to talk about last week's game, and it involves a couple of records. But before we get to that, real quick, we're going to take a quick break on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. So, not only was last week at 78 points the most points ever scored in a Brunswick High football game, there were some others. Grant Moore tallied up his 29th passing touchdown of the season, which was enough to capture the record for most touchdown passes in a single season, which was previously held by Jamarius Stevens, who was my senior year quarterback. But he is at 2,639 yards right now. So this week, at home, he will have 79 yards to reach both records. 79 yards away will be the single season passing record for passing yards, which was also right now currently held by Jamarius Stevens. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the team set the record for the second season in a row for most total points scored in a single season. I know, you know, Grant, you know, that's obviously beyond impressive, but for you as a coach, to have the second season in a row, to have the most total points scored in a single season, I know it's just all part of it and, you know, the bigger picture and all, but it still has to feel nice to once again have that again, just keep building it up higher and higher every year.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that our kids are doing a good job and our coaching staff is that, you know, we're putting the team first. You know, we're going out and executing plays. We're not worried about breaking records or setting records or, you know, we want to do better, the best we can, and be better than we were last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we put the team first and do what we're supposed to do and execute the plays, those individual accolades or accomplishments or team accomplishments, those will come. You know, we're going to put a great game plan together. You know, and it's a total team effort. And I think our staff and our kids are doing a really good job with that. And, you know, all our guys are, you know, achieving so much and accomplishments and, you know, really proud of those guys for doing that. You know, but the job's not done yet. So mm-hmm. we got to continue to work hard and be humble at the same time. Yeah. I know that a lot of people are, you know, telling us about records, telling us about stats, and you know, it's not about that. You know, it's about going out as a team and playing well and make sure we put the team first. So mm-hmm. we got to keep that in mind, and we got to be humble and stay hungry. We got to continue to keep working hard at practice in the weight room and making sure we're taking care of our academics. So we got to continue to keep our head down and work.
Yeah, you know, we talked about like all the fun records in last week, but you know, at this point, it's behind us. Now the attention goes to round two. Gainesville's coming here to play between the bricks. They're a strong program with a lot of athletes. They have, I believe, a few D1 commits on their roster right now. I'm not sure the number on that. But when you look at them, what jumps out to you the most and the rest of your coaches when you're watching them on film?
All right, so one of the basic things that, you know, you see, they're a really good football team, you know, Gainesville, well-coached. You know, Coach Niblett's done a really good job of you know, with his team, the time he's been there. And, you know, the first year I think he was there, they played for a state championship and, you know, been in the playoffs ever since and playing a really tough region with some really good teams. Roswell's in there, Milton's in there. But, you know, when you know, from a coach's perspective, the athletes they have on the field are, you know, probably some of the best prospects, you know, you've seen in high school football. And yeah. I can remember when I was at Pierce with Coach Pender and we played Cedar Grove in the playoffs. I mean, that you look at the defensive box and, you know, the defensive line, you know, they got some big time prospects and, you know, the linebacking core is really good, really good in the secondary. And then, you know, offensively as well, quarterback's really good. Running backs, you know, explosive, good receivers on the outside, big offensive line, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, you know, a tall task for us, you know, and we got to step up for this opportunity. You got to step up to the challenge. You know, there's, like I said, now we're a round above last week and there's 16 teams left and definitely there's no bad teams in there at yeah. all. So you're going to have to, you know, match up against a really good team and go out and perform and play your best. So
How do you – like, how have y'all been preparing to, you know, get in and try to make yourself as comfortable as possible? Because like you were saying, every team at this point is, you know, right in there with one another as far as skill level. I mean, there's no teams left in the playoffs that are bad. Yeah. It's all, like, pure like good football from here on out, you know, what have y'all been preparing for to keep them slowed down and get y'all, you know, comfortable and them uncomfortable, basically?
I mean, the one thing that we've got to do is we've got to play our best. I think that, you know, we've been really close this year in certain games, but, you know, going out and, you know, performing to our potential, that's what we've got to do. And mm-hmm. our guys have got to, you know, really focus, be locked in, you know, execute game plans in all three phases of the game. I think that's so important. And the little things important in this game, you know, the mistakes, you know, you got to limit the mistakes. You got to limit, you know, turnovers, you know, those things are very vital in playoff games. And our guys have got to just come out and be ready to play, you know, and go out and play and compete. I think that's a big thing. The good thing is that we're playing at home. We're at Glenn County Stadium. We're not on the road. We've got to use the home field advantage to our advantage, you know, calling all the Pirates in the city to come on out and support our team and make this atmosphere electric. It's going to be a big time game in between the bricks. And, you know, I think our guys would respond well if the community came out and showed up and supported our guys. But, you know, it's going to, like I said, it's going to be a big time game. It's going to be a great game, a great opportunity for us. And we've got to be ready to play.
Yeah, and we'll get to a little bit more about what you were just mentioning a second ago. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back to this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parker's, and Optum Orthopedics. So as we've, you know, touched on a good bit so far throughout the last couple episodes, you have another home game this week. The program was, you know, lucky enough to compete throughout the season to earn the opportunity to play their first two games at home. And, you know, we talked about last week how this week didn't matter until we got there. And, you know, we had to get through the first home game for the second one to matter. Well, now it's the second round. We're here. Another home game, round two, back between the bricks. How big is it for your players to be able to play, like you were just saying, in front of Pirate Nation again in a real competitive situation of win or go home?
Yeah, I mean, it is huge. I mean, this is a big second round playoff game, Sweet 16. You know, 16 teams in the state in our classification are playing and trying to advance their team to the next round. And, you know, we've got to be totally locked in and go out and play the best. You know, that's what we're preaching to our kids, and really, you know, play to your full potential. Go out there and just execute, you know, do your job. I think that's got to be the key thing. And,
yeah,
you know, like you said, the home field advantage, you know, the student section, you know, has got to be loud. This atmosphere has got to be electric, you know, playing in a big stadium, you know, and it's our home stadium. So we've got to be out there and just go out and play the game, you know, play the game like it's supposed to be played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like after, you know, especially as younger guys on a football team, you know, after a season like this and after a win like that, it could be, you know, sometimes challenging to not try to get ahead of yourself. And, you know, especially with a performance like last week in the first round, but coming into this week with the level of competition, how have you been able to maintain to keep the team grounded, but also take that into confidence and momentum to come into Friday night's game?
Yeah, I mean, if they look back and see the way we practiced last week, and hey, that's where it starts. Is it starts in practice. That's where you gain your confidence, is doing the things well in practice. And then, you know, practices should be hard and games should be, you know, slightly easier than practice. You know, that's mm-hmm. why we want to make our practices physical and make sure our guys are doing what they're supposed to do in practice, so that when they get out there on Friday night, they don't have to think, they can just play. And I think that the way our guys have been locked in this week and focused, and we got to continue to have that throughout the rest of the week, and, you know, putting together good practices, we got to go out and play well on Friday night. That's got to translate from the practice field to the game mm-hmm. surface. And, you know, just staying humble, you know. I know they want to be confident over the, you know, from the performance last week, but you can't, you know, be satisfied at that performance.
Yeah.
You got to go out and play this week against a really good
one
team.
One week after the other.
And, yeah, it's just one game at a time. And I think that's what you got to take it as. And we can't look ahead and can't, you know, dwell on the past and last week's game. You know, we got a game this week. So we've got to get ready and we got to get geared up, ready to go.
Yeah. And, you know, before we get into this next little bit, just wanted to remind everyone that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, like you were saying, just one week after another, but you know, when you take one week that goes into another week and another week, it's just been consistently, to me, building momentum up every week. And it's kind of what happens when you get to last week and it's that kind of performance, and it's just growing and growing, the chemistry, the bond these players share, the determination, the physicality they're showing on the field. But the momentum has been building in this team's favor every week. As a coach of this team, how just proud are you of how they've been able to handle the pressure of late season football and, you know, playoff expectations and everything like that?
Yeah, I'm really proud of our guys and you know, the work they're putting in and the effort they're putting in. You know, it's just got to be consistent. You know, we got to do it every single week, and we got to be able to sustain. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we've mm-hmm. been – everybody's been having early morning workouts since January or February, and then you get into spring football, and then you get into summer football, and now we're here at the middle
of – leads up to this.
We're in the middle of November. You know, everybody wants to – play in December, you know, everybody wants to practice on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing is that we've got to sustain this. It's a long season
mm-hmm.
and you can't get distracted and be ready to say, all right, I'm, you know, I've gave it my all and, you know, the job's not done. You know,
yeah.
We can't do that. We've got to be able to sustain and be consistent with our practice plans and the way we practice and continue to build week in and week out, you know, and just like I said, take it one week at a time. And being humble and hungry, you know, humble, you know, not to say that, all right, yeah, we had a big game last week, you know, we're just going to go out there and do the same thing this week. No, it doesn't work like that. You've got to put the work in this week and be hungry enough to say, all right, let's go. We got a second round game. Mm-hmm. So we got to be consistent in that aspect and go out and play.
And I am very much looking forward to it, as well as I hope all the rest of my fellow Pirates. But I'll leave you with this last question. What is your message to Pirate Nation as you get ready for a huge second round matchup back under the bricks? I mean, between the bricks, sorry, under the lights at home. Excuse me. But what's your message to Pirate Nation coming into this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it would be great to see our home side stands packed. You know, the visitor side stands packed. The atmosphere is going to be electric. You know, everybody in Glenn County supporting the Pirates, coming out, watching a great game between two really good teams, and cheering on the Pirates. I think that would be amazing to see the turnout from the community, from the student section, from the, you know, school. So our guys, you know, our guys would really get hype off of that. You know, they build the energy off of that and go out and perform their best. You know, that's got to be, you know, great for our kids to see when they run out of the tunnel and they see how packed it is and who's coming out to support them. You know, that I know that would mean a lot to them.
Yeah, and it's even playing at home. It only means so much. Yes, there's no travel, but playing at home only means so much if there's no crowd. When it gets down and in the trenches and you're trying to pull out a late game close victory, the crowd is what swings it one way or the other. And for everyone out there listening, cancel what you got going on. If you were already planning to come to the game, don't cancel that. But anybody else, we need that crowd filled with blue and gold and just start screaming and help this team get to the Elite Eight of the state playoffs. But for this week, that will be all. Thank you to everyone for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the playoffs right here. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.